podcast is made by adults for adults. So if you don't like words like shit or piss or cocksucker, you better find some other podcast to listen to.
Friday Night Crotchcast brought to you by.
No, it's alright.
I'm so glad we're opening with that.
Crotchcast.
Oh, well, we're being recorded.
We're recording Crotchcast.
Oh yeah. Well,
wait. So, are we going to use two mics?
Those mics.
No, we're not going to even try. That'd be so awesome. We have multi-dimensional.
It's
sound.
It's two turntables and a microphone.
Two microphones and a. And a Keyshawn.
Three MCs and one DJ.
That's good, though.
Everybody turn off your fucking ringers at this point.
I actually already did.
Well,
Mine is always off.
I was actually talking to our audience. Turn off your fucking ringers while you listen to us. Have some respect.
Don't have any respect.
These are all people we know. They're going to be ignoring us.
Let's talk about whoa.
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 What? Like, whoa. Like Joey?
Whoa. Okay, yeah, we're on
Holy shit,
for sure.
It's 90. It's 1990 again.
Okay.
And what
the fuck? So I was on iTunes the other day.
Who was on iTunes? Keyshawn was on iTunes.
That's right. Everyone knows
Keyshawn. What's your last name this week?
Affleck.
Spoilers.
Keyshawn Rearview here.
Yes, okay.
Dude, does everyone
putting my
have,
real
does,
name in my rearview.
So does everybody have... Everybody has a fucking
tablet in their hands.
Holy shit. We're all sitting here looking at our tablets instead of, like, talking. And, well, I'm talking.
Hey, this is a professional podcast.
I looked at the manual for this microphone to make sure it was set right. That's what I did.
That's what I was doing, too.
Awesome. And I discovered mine was broken ahead of time, at least.
Yes, there you go.
That's an improvement.
I did know something I didn't, but it wasn't that.
Nice. Oh, I should turn off.
Aquatino.
Who else is here? Riyadh's here.
I'm here. Hi.
For a little while.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait, dude, we're going to bloop me in when I'm gone. I better come in via Skype.
Yeah. I never heard the word bloop.
You know, because Skype
is bloop. You can be our New York.
I've never heard it called bloop. Oh, our New York correspondent. Yeah.
East Coast correspondent, ECC.
Under fire here in New York.
Out of the New York office.
Some motherfucker just passed me on the street.
I just got mugged.
You gotta develop a New Yorker accent and, like, yeah. Let me get some coffee, et cetera, et cetera.
Get some coffee and we'll talk.
Oh, wow. So I was on iTunes.
Hang on.
I went to,
Ariel's
I
also
went to,
here.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
All
right.
That's fine. I'm your host. I'm
and
also
my
here.
Cat is probably
I'm
somewhere.
Insisting that we're all here.
No, she's not here. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm Cyrus. That's right.
Full of Sound and Fury podcast.
There it is.
Copyright 2013.
I get this big, giant... horrific looking icon.
Okay.
It's terrible.
When did you get an iPhone 5?
I've had one for a long time. Look at this.
That's how I hate myself.
Look at this podcast. Look at that. Glonk!
I see. Search
nothing.
Select the wireless network.
Select?
Nothing. Nothing. If only we knew an artist.
To make it
all of this was just for that punchline. So.
No, that's fine.
That's
listen,
how you have to do it. You have to lay the groundwork.
This!
You have to lay the groundwork, Keyshawn. You have to lay the groundwork.
I laid a lot of groundwork to get to that one line. Yes.
Well, it's understandable. He's you know, a civil engineer, and he understands laying the foundations, getting things built correctly. So first he had to grade the roadbed, and then he was laying down the gravel.
Wait, is this a city job? Because if then, we have to wait, like, months before
we do
each of these steps.
And I don't do any of
that.
Whatever, dude. Come on, now.
I don't wear a hard hat. Never been down a hole.
No, no holes.
Some kind of gravel.
Actually, that's not true.
There's a joke. Yeah, there's a joke in there.
That's Indiana Jones.
That was horrible. Diurnal study was terrible.
Dire hole study? Is that what you said?
Diurnal.
Oh.
I said,
like, what's a dire hole? It's like a dire hole.
It's
a bigger hole than a regular hole.
Yeah, a dire hole is like a challenge rating 5 hole. God, that's really
dire hole.
You don't take her on the
lawn. Right, you leave her alone.
Oh, you're like trying to get in the hole, and you're like, roll initiative! Oof. The hole wins. I got attacked by some dog fur.
That might have been cat fur.
Or may have been Kefir.
Brush it this way so I can go ahead and have my anaphylactic shock. There it goes. It's over there now.
Well, yeah, we brought the other chairs and it was the problem. Okay, you were going... I cut you off at least three times. Cause
but all to
us.
The same payoff.
No, no, that's
the payoff was, I wish we knew an artist. That was it.
Oh, son of a bitch.
That was it. That's what I said.
I thought you had like an actual item.
Rewind. No, you can hear it. That was it. I already said. Oh. That, I laid the
I
whole
can't rewind
it
while we record. I mean, I probably could, but we shouldn't.
So Josh Whedon just weighed in.
Far away from the mic.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just going to tell you.
He's fine with it.
I'm so done.
Via at Joss Whedon. Affleck will crush it. He's got the chops. He's got the chin. Just needs the material.
Oh, come on.
Affleck and Cavill toe-to-toe. I'm in. Okay, that was a rhyme. That's not serious.
Joss Whedon is captaining the opposing ship.
Did you see the tweets?
Of course he wants out.
Somebody tweeted about this. I don't remember who I was. I had to scroll through like hours of material, but somebody said that like he comes out of the Warner Brothers offices and he tears off like a Warner Brothers executive mask.
Yeah.
And he talked into his wrist. He's like, it's done.
Yes! And I don't just mean this in like the DC versus Marvel. I mean this like literally those movies are going to be coming out in the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right, man. We got it, boys.
They forgot about a
number one
movie
box office.
Daredevil.
All right.
And
I have a hypothesis.
Go for it.
Before we get into the dark days ahead, talking about Age of Ultron. So we've got that show coming out, Shield.
Agents of Shield.
Agents of Shield, and my favorite character of the whole damn Marvel Universe, Phil Coulson, is coming back for that. That was steady killed, and he's the star of the show. Okay? So
yeah, we knew that he was coming back. Right?
Now, there's been interviews with Whedon. I'm paraphrasing, but there's been interviews with Whedon.
You're heading towards your prediction that
yes,
you made.
Yes, yes. That, you know, all right, he's back. He thinks that he had a very close call, but that's it. He doesn't know all the shit. And so there's this big mystery, right? You know, how the fuck is he back when he died, obviously died in the Avengers. And now you've got Age of Ultron coming along. And I think that Phil Coulson is going to be Ultron.
Well, that seems very reasonable and also awesome.
I am willing to bet that Paul Bettany finally gets the acting role of his career. And
I'm
he
so
plays
glad.
Ultron
I'm
as
so,
Jarvis.
So glad you're
Jarvis,
on me
yes.
with Bettany. I love that guy.
I don't know this guy. Whip out some pictures.
He was... What's that fucked up thing with the baby's gonna burn?
He was,
oh my god.
He was rumored for the Joker
oh,
with him
Jesus.
And Heath Ledger way back know. In the day. That's where I know the name.
You'll know he plays Silas in The Da Vinci Code. That's his most high profile gig, tragically. The guy is talented as shit, though.
I'm wondering.
Now I'm picturing this albino playing this character.
Twisted version of his voice, Jarvis' voice.
Paint well.
He's a good actor. No kidding.
He's fantastic.
Inside
He's
Ultron
also Chaucer in the Night of the High
School. So don't do Ultron and Green Goblin.
Like, they twist his voice some way so he doesn't quite sound like Jarvis, but he's still. But he's Ultron. I'm wondering, because, like, everyone keeps spinning around that, like, Tony Stark has some sort of, you know, involvement in the development of Ultron since Hank Pym is, like, now confirmed not to be in the movie. So, like, Hank Pym won't be the...
Fuck them for not bringing in Hank Pym, by the way, because there's so much possibility.
Yeah, but I think they're going to do an actual movie with that.
But they've had that Ant-Man thing in the works forever. Or are they going to make it the other Ant-Man? They were talking about doing an irredeemable Ant-Man, which means it's not Hank Pym, it's the other guy.
Scott.
Scott Lang either. It's a third dude.
There's a third Ant-Man?
Yeah. He's
the irredeemable version.
The irredeemable Ant-Man is like
some on the grassy knoll?
No, he's like he's a random SHIELD agent who's like a
wow.
dick.
He's a bro.
He's a bro. He's like this dick random SHIELD agent who like steals more or less the Ant-Man gear and becomes Ant-Man. And he's like a total dick, but
you
also
really don't
like
this guy.
No, I think that's hilarious. The character
oh, okay.
Is like
I thought he
just
it's
an examination of what if Peter Parker had no responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like he's
I thought that was
no
the
moral compass for
that's
no, that's like evil. Where like the Ant-Man guy has no compass. He doesn't
so
know
like
one
Peter
way or the
Parker
other.
Is lawful good. The hood would be chaotic evil.
I do, but
and
like
this dude is
chaotic.
Like chaotic,
chaotic
or chaotic, maybe No, he's like chaotic good. He's like chaotic good.
Oh,
or chaotic
God.
Controller.
One alignment conversation has to like not be an argument at some point. It's never happened in the history of the universe.
Well, you can't like you can't be right in the middle. You can't be true neutral because that's bullshit. He could be like neutral evil, maybe.
He leans towards good.
That's what I'm playing.
He leans good. He's like, that's why I'd say he's chaotic
good. I would
judge
this conversation
evil,
immediately.
Anyway, she had no response talking about this. What? I don't even know what you're saying. It's fine.
Showing things, I don't
so, know. Okay. The thing that I actually for me he's no the thing that for me he's closest to is Guy Gardner the Green Lantern because you know
you mean Green Red Lantern because he's both
Guy Gardner's so great.
He
did not expect that from you.
Just no. Look, if you're going to tell a really good story, you should have a good asshole, you know? And boy, they created a great asshole.
Yeah, I like that Guy Gardner.
I mean, that's stuck.
That's the secret, around for... That's the secret of X-Men.
Years.
They have a Canadian asshole.
Yeah. Impossible.
Which one?
Oh, my God.
I never thought Wolverine was an asshole.
You're like, he's Canadian?
No. <What? laughs> He likes hockey. Impossible.
Well, there's like... in the
yeah, Byrne and Claremont were talking about this years ago. When they introduced him, no one liked him.
Who? Wolverine?
Yeah, initially, yeah. It wasn't until that Hellfire Club thing.
Hmm.
Really?
Wow. What do you mean no one liked him? Like, they thought he was a shitty character, or they thought he was a dick?
He was abrasive.
Oh.
It's the same reason, like, no one was in on, like, the seventh Robin, I guess.
Damian, yeah.
That would be Damian.
Wait, no. The reason no one's in on the seventh Robin is because the past six have all ended up sucking. And or getting killed.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But don't worry, the next one's gonna be shitty. Can the next Robin be like Mark Wahlberg? Because that would be awesome.
Give him that money for me, all right? And then he punches.
Yeah. Dude, come on. Hey, I like your crimes.
I like your crimes.
Say hello to your mother for me. I'm the guy who does his job. Who are you?
he's in Transformers 4. He's the main guy in Transformers 4.
Okay, I'll watch
that. You don't give a shit about.
what do you mean he's the main, like...
He's the main human guy.
Dude, I will watch that movie now. Yes, I will. Anything with him in it, I'll watch. Because he's
hilarious. Say hi to your Megatron for me, all right?
He's a selling point.
Oh, yeah, dude, Mark Wahlberg? Hell yes.
Yeah, Marky Mark, yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm serious. He's hilarious.
Marky Mark?
Yeah. But he won't.
Oh, fuck yes, he's hilarious.
See,
he's in
I know this guy.
That's like the fifth podcast.
Oh, I know.
Until you fuckers watch it, this is going to be a marketing podcast.
This is your new Ready Player One. I just realized.
No,
so this
is Ready Player One. Ready Player One was made for me, and I thought, well, God, everybody ought to love that. If I love it as much as I love it, because good Lord. But
speaking of books that you love, did you see that the last official book in the series, in the Wool series, is out now?
No,
like,
really?
So there was Wool, which was like the first piece, mm-hmm. and then there was Shift. So Wool was actually like six small books that got released as like one novel-length book. And then there was Shift, and I actually at this point have only read the first Shift, but there are actually like three of them. And they tell the story from the point of view of one of the guys who actually, like, perpetrated the whole thing.
Really?
And then there's Dust, which is supposed to be, like, the end. So I haven't read it yet, but I have it on my Kindle, so, like...
See, I've gotten too confused by what's going on.
But then there's the whole universe, like, so, like, Hugh Howey has also, like... I don't even know if that's the right way to pronounce his name, whatever. Has also, like, approved other... Like, has, like, given the thumbs up to other people to write in that universe. So there's, like,
whole
shitload of official, like... Amazon released fanfic.
Oh, because they do that now. They sell fan fiction.
So there's like the whole like the approved and like thumbs up fanfic for the Wool universe in the
right.
So
that's cool.
Wool is awesome. I freaked loved that.
Have
book.
You guys read that?
I don't know
yet.
Oh, it's good.
It's the next on my list.
It's seriously good.
By our powers combined.
Actually, my next
and I never liked the same.
That's
thing.
True.
And we both fucking love this book. My God.
It's
the world ought to just.
This is like when Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft were like, yeah, Roger Goodell's a good guy.
Oh, God. Don't trust it. Something's up.
Yeah.
Wait, watch your cornholes, gentlemen.
Speaking of books that you should read, he just died. It's very sad. Ian Banks, just died maybe several months ago. You should read the Ian Banks books because they're awesome. like all of them. There's Ian Banks, there's Ian M. Banks.
Oh, wait, Banks. Someone read.
You read? No, I don't want to. You keep going. I just.
That's all I'm saying. Oh, is he...
The end.
Just read books by Ian Banks. Anything you pick up by him will be good. The Wasp Factory is a story of a person who's like deeply disturbed, and it's short and awesome. Any of his sci-fi is freaking amazing. All of the non-sci-fi stuff that I've read by him has been good, but I have not read all of his non-sci-fi. One of my favorites by him is really weird. It's called Fearsome Engine, and there's one character in it who speaks like in an eye dialect. Is the right way to say it? I think like basically like his all the sections that are from his point of view are written in this phonetic spelling and like. Like, it's just weird, but it's really well done and cool. You just have to, like, put yourself in the mindset where you can read what he's saying. Because, like, nothing is spelled correctly. He uses, like, numbers to represent, like, I went to, like, it's like reading a text message from somebody who's retarded.
Yeah.
So, like, but the whole thing is that, well, yeah, the whole thing is that way, and it's because, like, he explains that it's because, like, he has this sort of mental condition that, like, he just can't learn to spell properly. So it's written from his point. It's really cool. That book in particular has stuck with me. I've read it a couple times now. It's just the scale of things in it is weird and crazy, and it's just cool. It's interesting.
Cool.
So, anyway, read stuff by Ian Banks, and also read The Dust Saga, which is Hugh Howie. There's probably a million other books you should read.
I've been jonesing for fantasy. It's been a while, so I think I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and do The Name of the Wind. That's going to be my next one. Yes.
There was a fantasy book that somebody recommended to me.
He'll be at PAX.
He'll be at PAX?
He has his panel and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's going to be playing Incorporated Life, too, I think.
Huh.
Hold on a second. There's a fantasy book that somebody recommended to me recently that I will pull out.
Excellent.
I will whip it out.
Wow. So something about Batman R.I.P., Keisha.
Yeah, Ben Affleck is going to be Batman.
And so R.I.P.
Batman R.I.P. Totally.
Okay. Let. From what I can tell, and there's been a lot of backlash and to shift through for the last 18 hours.
Yeah.
But I think... Wait for it. It's really something, Wex. It feels like Ben, hate him in this role. Is that fair?
I think Ben's fine, yeah, but, like, I just... He's got to be in a role that can handle his person. Like, he brings so much with him. Like, he brings a ton of baggage. You're not going to be able to look at him and say, exactly. Yeah, he's a good Batman. Like, okay, the dude who...
Are you positing it's... I'm Batman? No, you're not.
Yeah, it's fine. Fuck you. You're not, buddy.
Like, no, you're not. Get back to work.
Yeah, you're Ben Affleck.
What the heck are you talking about? Put this whole role in your rear view.
Like,
what was that song? What's his name? Ben Affleck?
The previous Batman.
Damon.
Patrick Bateman.
No, I made a sequel.
Christian Bale as Batman is believable. Because, like, Patrick Bateman actually is, like, close enough, in some ways, close enough that...
Psychopathic Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he's like a psychopath. Well, I mean, he's evil Bruce Wayne. I don't know. Anyway, there's something about Ben Affleck where you look at him and you just... I think Geely myself, but like that's just...
Oh, that's a low blow.
If he can bring that level of gravitas to the Batman
see,
role.
See, that's the old Ben Affleck. What about the Argo Ben Affleck? That's a more recent Ben Affleck.
It's still bad. Still bad. I'll tell you why. Because if you told me Ben Affleck was directing this movie, I'd be like, hey, that's pretty good. Because Ben Affleck is a good fucking director. But the only reason why he was good in Argo is because he surrounded himself with other people and was a good director.
But he's not
the only main star.
He's still just Ben Affleck in Argo.
The story is the star of Argo.
Yes.
That's what he did well.
Ben Affleck is incredible at crafting stories and telling them on film. Oh, man. He's up there at the top.
I mean, I'm open-minded about it, to be honest. Like, you know, not totally related example of something that most people derided him for in one superhero role, and then he did really well in the second one. Like, Chris Evans. Nobody really liked Fantastic Four that much.
Was that on Evans, though?
Yeah,
it was on the whole thing.
I recently saw part of it again at the gym.
He's good.
He's fantastic.
I watched it.
The film was ass, though.
But when he got chosen as Captain America, people were like, fuck, Human Torch, Captain America? Similar reaction, although, admittedly, it's not Batman, so it's not the same sort of high-profile role. However, there was similar kind of stuff.
Sure,
they nailed fucking Captain America.
Yeah, you and I talked about that when it came out. He was really good in that role.
So
that's a hard role to pull off.
Yeah, so I'm willing to give Affleck the benefit of the doubt until I see the trailer, and then I will either have harsh judgments, or
I do like it. I have a tough time seeing it, but if I can be Affleck's advocate here for a moment, I have two words for you. Michael Keaton.
That, everybody's saying the same thing. He was Mr. Mom, and then it was like, what the fuck is Mr. Mom?
Oh, no, no.
Batman?
He was Beetlejuice.
And Beetlejuice, yeah. Both of those things. Comedy roles.
I think he holds up in that role, too, 20
years
later.
No, Michael Keaton was always a good actor. That's the difference. Michael Keaton was great in Mr. Mom. He was great in Beetlejuice. I mean, he's playing like...
Was he great in Multiplicity?
Well, he was getting old by that point. Yeah, that's
just
start grabbing
just
cash.
Saying.
They're getting paychecks at that point. But he was always
Desperate
a really
Measure,
good
he's
actor.
Fantastic. Yeah. He's the bad guy in that one.
But if y'all can tell me, oh yeah, Ben Affleck was great in this, where he wasn't playing
Chasing
Ben
Andy.
Affleck. But he's playing Ben Affleck.
No, he's playing Kevin Smith.
What about Good Will Hunting? Good Will Hunting? The Town?
Good Will Hunting, he was a pretty minor role, right?
He's good at
still,
it, though.
Still
but
acting.
He kind of...
Yeah,
I think you're
kind
of carrying
the Yes, he's out. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is he can play that character.
Yes.
Yeah,
you guys,
actually,
he was...
But if that character is Batman, then they Batman. Don't take this shit, Clark.
What has he been in that's been really, like...
What I am?
Really good. Like...
Argo.
What's his best movie? Is it Argo?
I mean,
as
far as
best
awards
go,
Argo is Academy Award winning film.
Armageddon! Shit! I take it all back!
Anybody played Saints Row 4? Have you played Saints Row 4?
No.
Oh, man. They play that Aerosmith song in that at the beginning of that game. It is fucking... That game is fucking amazing, okay? If you have
just
not...
Came
I'll tell
like
everyone...
Ago, right?
Yes. I'll tell everyone out there, if you have not played Saints Row the Third, you don't forget about 1 and 2. If you haven't played Saints Row the Third, and then love that so much that you want to play Saints Row the number 4, and Saints Row 4 will blow your fucking mind.
Well, do you
well,
know
what
the first
one?
Do it!
I'm
Go
sorry, hold on
a
second. How is it that Saints Row 4 is going to blow your mind when in Saints Row 3 you can run around killing people with a giant dong?
Imagine if you could do the same thing, but you're in the Matrix and you have Neo's powers.
He shot my
blow your
question.
Fucking mind.
So wait, I can make I can fly with
you
my
can,
dong?
Yeah, you can super run faster than a car, and then holding out super running, and then hit somebody with full force with your penetrator.
Yeah,
and see them
wait
go.
The sequel
wow.
could have three penetrators.
No, there's an anal Badass. Probe in this one too, and there's a dubstep gun. You hit people with a dubstep gun, and they dubstep and then they explode.
That's for our
this
listeners.
Game is
That's
fucking
awesome.
I have super running speed. I've played it for 1 hour.
Dubstep
like,
gun.
My superpower list of like 8 things is only filled in two. Like I only have 2 power slotted in.
You have to have played the first ones.
Play Saints Row the Third.
You do need to have played that to understand.
Yeah,
it's
you'll get more out of it if you do number 3. Number 3 is really cheap. You can play it on PC.
It's not the cheapness. It's like I tried to get into what's that really famous game everybody loves now, and there's been 3 of it.
Mass Effect.
And I tried to play the first one, and I couldn't get through the first level. Not because it was hard. It was just like old gameplay.
Oh,
you know
Saints Row
I mean?
The Third came out like 2 years ago. It's
Saints Row the Third.
It's
oh, okay. So it's
GTA, but think slight absurd. Like go really absurd with it.
Michael Bay.
Like even more absurd than that. Because,
really?
And yes, you're right. Believe me.
I don't
when
believe
you. When
you
break
bullshit.
Like, when you have a mission,
it's a
that,
lot
like, when you have a mission that takes you into a whorehouse where everyone is gay, and you actually end up
in a
firefight riding out of the place in a carriage drawn by 2 naked men that have horse hair butt plugs that are actually driving the thing, and you're having a gunfight on the street with other people also chasing you in that.
So this is
the last part.
This sounds like this Saturday night.
This is the
is
most
weird?
Absurd
I
game
when is
I have
set,
ever
what's the time
played.
Period it's setting?
Modern day.
Modern day.
You're part of a gang. You're part of a gang that becomes celebrities, and so you take over the city, both the crime end and the popularity end, and you can do almost, by the end of the game, whatever you fucking want. They have they throw in every kind of
and
game mode.
And the sequel, they get superpowers?
Yes, they go into the Matrix because aliens invade. You become the president of the U.S. No, not really a spoiler.
This sounds great.
And your gang is your cabinet.
I do want to play this.
That's awesome!
The first presidential decision you make in the first 20 minutes of the game is cure cancer or cure world hunger. Pick one. You actually have to... Then you're with your controller. Pick one.
Then
the aliens invade.
Which one did you choose?
I chose End World Hunger.
I think that's a reasonable... Well...
Probably saves more lives
than
the
if you end World Hunger, then people are still dying of cancer, so you don't have overpopulation. If you end cancer, then I guess rich people are staying alive and poor people are dying, but that eventually means that we can't buy third world products anymore. So, yeah, I think you got to end world... Oh, wait.
It's a tough choice.
It ruins the world economy either way.
So then the aliens invade.
We deal with this, after that happens, tough issues on this podcast.
The aliens invade, and then they put you in this Matrix world. I haven't gotten far enough to know why. And then you, like, slowly, like, start to break it. And then you get the superpowers.
This sounds good.
You get free... that's the other power I have. I have three. Like I have super running.
Is it?
Like, super jump, which actually lets you can modify it into a glide, which is sort of like flying. And then I also have free blasts.
Because I never got past, like...
Yeah, and it's just so insane. It is
crazy shit.
Awesome.
That sounds great.
It is some of the best games I've ever played.
Damn it, America. Why aren't you advertising it like that?
They can't go on TV and say, you can kill people with a rubber dong.
That wasn't the part I was saying was awesome.
They actually gave them out for Saints Row the Third. They actually had excellent dong bats.
You're the president.
Oh, by the way, did I mention there was a version of the game that actually cost $1 million, and if you paid it, they gave you a free car and all kinds of other amenities?
Did anyone buy it?
Did anybody do it?
That's amazing.
Wow, that's a hell of a push goal.
Wow.
That's how you kickstart a game.
Yeah. talking about it, it's totally open world, right?
It's totally open world.
Oh, man. See, the
same as GTA. You have missions that you can load and then do, or you can just.
It makes me miss one game that is totally unlike that, except in the open world sense, and it's Prototype. I don't know why I miss Prototype so much. I would love to go back and play
this game. Is starting to give me a feel for it because you have some of the similar powers, but it's like absurd. Like, you don't have to, like, you're not constrained by, like, any sense of seriousness. Like,
you
can jump, you can do that jump run along the walls of buildings.
Nice.
And run all the way up to the top.
Sounds like that there was a PlayStation game where...
Infamous?
Yes.
That was a great game.
But with dogs. But less restrictive. Like,
less restrictive.
Yes. You can go do all kinds of shit.
Is it third person?
Yeah. Just like Infamous or GTA or any of those.
Okay, great.
Yeah, there was one other thing. Oh, yeah. So, like, you can, you know, break into
cars.
More.
Oh, yes, there's more.
If you act now.
That's right.
Give you an idea. Most games, you can break into a car. You hit triangle, you open the car, you steal it from someone, you maybe pull them out of the car. In this one, you can do what's called a Bodukum. You can actually do a Boduke. Like, but instead of jumping from the side, you jump through the windshield and kick somebody out of their car by kicking them through the windshield, and then you're in the car and you can keep driving.
You're kicking him out the back, or
you're going through the windshield, kicking him in the chest so hard that they fly back out of the car.
Oh, I thought you said they flew out of the windshield. I'm sorry.
You fly into the windshield.
Okay, you fly
or into the side window, depending on where your character's positioned.
Yeah. Oh man, that's a lot.
At any time.
That's the Indian. That's the Raiders Lost Ark Gambit.
There's no explanation for it either. It's not like you had superpowers in 3. You just roll up and right through the car. Hey, bitch, get in this car.
Is there a Luke Dukem where you can come across the hood of the car?
Luke Dukem. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And then all kinds of missions. Like,
this is down my alley.
It is an amazing game. You can probably get Saints Row 3 for like $20.
Is there online?
Actually, it was just on sale the other...
online.
Okay, so like you and I couldn't play in the same world together.
Yeah, it's a single player.
Like Crackdown?
Experience.
Crackdown.
I think it's just a single player experience.
Dude, you're making me want to play this fucking game.
You're really good at this.
I have not wanted to play many games.
This game.
Damn. What's it out on?
Everything. PC, Xbox, PS3.
Is it on Steam or something?
Yeah, you can get it on Steam for PC.
Nice. Yeah, I thought I saw a Steam sale on it very recently.
Yeah, I think
it was super cheap, like $5 or
the
something.
Company,
really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Steam is where all good things go to be. Cheap.
It wasn't even the company. Like, the studio is called Volition, but...
Did you play Mouse Keyboard?
It's a company that went out of business recently.
I don't know. I'm sure you just plug one in there.
And they got sold to this other company, Deep Silver, and they came out of
work. Do you play controller?
I play with controller.
On your PC?
No, I play on PS3, but I play with controller.
Oh, they sell those.
Open world games are...
You can hook up an Xbox controller to your PC and just play that way.
Oh, shit.
I had to go buy a... Get like a games for Windows
or PS3,
controller.
Dude. You can use a PS3 controller.
You can use a PS3 controller as well.
I'm gonna show my complete ignorance. I mean,
you could use either PS3 or.
Oh, well, you said plug. You have to use the wired one.
Yeah,
I always wanted to do wireless.
It's the same as true.
I had to buy one of those.
It's actually possible even to pair the PS3 via Bluetooth with your computer.
True.
But I never do that. Like I never bother to do that.
It's
because, like,
it's totally worth playing. And like you're not really behind the curve. Like people are still discovering those games.
That's
now.
Great.
It's not like
don't feel bad.
Right, tell me about some other games that are awesome.
Has anyone
played
Rainslick 4 yet?
I have not.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
I'll apologize to him on your
behalf. If you want more game recommendations, I'm playing Dive Kick, which is not only on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Network, so if you have a Vita, you can play it, or PC. It's a simplified fighting game. So, like, it's trying to, like... It's insane. It's a parody of fighting games, but it's also, like, the purest fighting game experience you can probably have.
There's two buttons.
Two buttons. Dive into the air and kick. So it's just jump and kick, and it's a one-hit kill. So it's a timing distance game. We're trying to...
So everybody's just kind of... jump.
It's two buttons. There's two buttons.
There's no direction. There's no moving. You can't move.
It is literally two
buttons.
You move backwards by, like, jumping.
By hitting kick. You hit kick without being in the air, you move back.
It, like, hops you back.
That's it. All you have is jump and kick. That's all you do.
The fights.
It is awesome.
Well, I mean the real life fights between brothers that are playing, or friends that are playing, for sure. Kids. Obviously, adults.
I saw people playing at PAX, and it was hilarious.
I have a PS Vita, and I don't have it with me now, but...
Are you positing LARPing?
You can play two players on the Vita, because all you need is two buttons, so you can, like,
do all kinds of shit.
One that practices and gets really good at the game. Yeah. The other one that just mashes and beats him.
Well, this one, there's no mash. Like, that. They get rid of all that, because... What are you going to mash? There's two buttons. So you really have to
mash
focus on...
Mash
two! Yeah, but it's about timing and distance, so, like, it's not really
there's no
the
special
moves.
There are special moves,
but, like, you have to charge this foot bar.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, like, you only
have faith
once.
In America that half of them are just mashing
and
two
characters,
buttons.
Like, I started...
The characters are hilarious.
Yeah, there's some characters that, like, do Yeah, there's a whole stable of characters that do crazy shit. They jump and kick in different ways. Some of them, like, will do a jump kick, and, like, the kick itself... won't hurt you, but the lightning trail that he leaves behind him, like, if you touch that, you die. There's all kinds of hilarious character names. Like, one of them is called Dr. Scholes. Like, S-H-O-A-L-S. There's a Dive, who's one character, and
what
Kick,
is,
his brother. And Kick, like, I played mostly his Kick recently. When he dies, he just says stuff, like, that Will Smith has been in. Like, he'll die, and he'll be like, Hitch! Or, like,
nice.
He'll say, like, stupid shit. All the time.
A terrible golf movie.
They all have hilarious, like, finish moves, like, kick, you know, since it's supposed to be Will Smith. He pulls out a mic from nowhere and just drops it.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, he'll call up his honey on his cell phone.
Nice.
And, like,
this will be a PAX Prime.
Drop kick?
It's called drop kick.
Dive kick.
Or dive kick, sorry.
Damn it.
Dive kick.
Dive kick.
Dive kick.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah, it is,
shipping up.
It's also, like, $9. It's, like, or something like that. It's super cheap. For what you get. I bought it once, and I have a Vita and a PS3, and I can play it on both.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. It's cross-buy, so you can... Like, oh yeah, it's super fun. Super fun. And you can do online ranked matches and stuff, too.
Have you played much of Catherine? I don't know if I've asked you
this,
but...
I have yours, actually. I should give that back to you.
Oh, whatever, if you're still playing.
No, he's... not anymore.
Oh, boy, I'm going to give it back to you so you can sell it.
No, that game I would not sell. That game is amazing. It has insane replay value.
I owe that back to you. I don't think
that
game...
That's actually
I'll
not what I meant by that joke.
Why don't you buy it from me, and I'll buy it.
I know what you meant, and I am choosing to ignore it. But seriously, that game is ridiculous.
I don't think I finished it. I got pretty far, but I don't think I finished it.
You got to finish it in all, like, 8 different or 10 different ways. And then you got a gold every level, and then you got a gold every level on hard.
That's not how I game.
I golded every level. It is a bitch.
That game rules. I play until I stop having fun.
That's fair.
I finish plenty of games, but I'm not, like, an achievement whore. I don't try to get 100%.
You try and finish the, like, whatever.
The storyline or whatever. Yeah. So, like, I'll go back to Catherine and try to finish that. But I won't necessarily play get all the endings and whatever.
The endings
played,
once you
Heavy Rain. I played that game multiple times to see different endings, but only
three endings of the 19.
Well, if you decide you don't want to see all the endings, I'll just tell you what they are, or you can just look them up
YouTube
on the internet. Because I played the hell out of that game. That game, like, the mechanic is crazy. It's simple, but it's mind bending. Like, it's a tower of boxes. And you can push you can push and pull them in order to, like, make a stairway to climb the tower. But, like, if you push them too far, then they fall off. The blocks, like, fall off the bottom, like, continuously. So if you go too slowly, they you can paint yourself
like
into a
chase
corner.
You up the thing. Like, it's crazy, and it's 3D, so you can move around the boxes, but your view is kind of at a certain angle, so. You can kind of obscure yourself.
It's crazy. I actually like, my thumb was numb for days because I was, like, mashing the D-pad so constantly.
And the more alcohol you drink when you're awake, because you do everything when you're asleep, like, your puzzle solving is, like, when your character's asleep, if you're awake, the more alcohol you drink, the faster you can go when you're asleep.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's like a dating sim.
I thought you were talking about
Marie. And a puzzle game at the same time. It's like a dating sim and puzzle
game. Yeah, it's this weird supernatural fucked up combo.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It's a very
as
Japanese
shit.
Game, by the way.
Where do you find these things?
PS3.
Yeah, it's a PS3 game.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, how do you
it's
find
stupendous.
It?
It's,
I don't mean like searching it down. Like, what are you doing that all of a sudden you come across this game?
I saw it. I saw it on like Kotaku or something.
Yeah,
and I was like,
Kotaku
that game looks awesome. I want that game, and I got it. And it was great.
Giant Bomb is actually a great resource. That's worth mentioning.
Yeah,
those guys.
GiantBomb.com. They have a great podcast. The Giant Bombcast.
They talk about.
I'm pretty bummed because one of the guys passed away.
What?
He was a freaking awesome guy.
Whoa!
And,
did
natural causes.
Not hear about this.
Yeah. So yeah, that was sad. That happened like last month.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Huge bummer. He was an amazing guy, amazing personality. But nevertheless, they're still an awesome site. They do a lot of cool coverage and stuff. They were just covering the Sony press conference and making fun of the way they were doing things, and it was fun. I like listening to their stuff.
Nice.
And they try to have a video. Part of their philosophy is they want to have a video preview of every video game ever. So, like, new games, they quick look right away, and it's easy for them. But they actually try to go back and capture video from, like, old-ass Commodore 64 games.
That's awesome.
And stuff like that, and try to have, like, an entire encyclopedia of video games. That's part of the goal of the site.
By the way, if you guys are listening, yeah. I will make you the one for Robotron 2084. that game is the best.
They have, and they talk about it. They're pretty, like, you know, sausage, open sausage, if you will. They talk a lot about, like, the pain they have trying to capture video from older things, and, like, even newer stuff like the Vita is, like, a pain in the ass to capture a video, or the 3DS, like, two screens, like, how do you get capture video from that thing? They talk about it, they come up with clever solutions. And
they're an altered beast on the Neo Geo.
Yeah, yeah,
dude.
Those guys have
that game.
Jeff
was
Gerson
so
is like the
awesome.
Main guy.
Oh my
he
god!
He has every console imaginable. Still, his garage is full of every. I'm talking every console. He's gone to Japan to buy the original Famicom.
Super
every,
Famicom.
Every
oh,
console.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, he's,
I mean not really, but
awesome.
I
no, that's super cool.
Thing.
Seriously,
he started writing about video games and doing journalistic work about with regard to video games. After he graduated from high school, like he's been into video games his whole life. The dude's like in his late 30s now.
Okay, so that leads me to something I'd love to talk to you guys about. How old are y'all?
Get closer to the mic,
guys. How old are you?
How do you keep it fresh on the mic?
How old are you guys? Mid 30s?
Early
30s? Early 30s?
Early 30s.
Have you started hitting that point yet where it's like midlife crisis? Because
I
would swear.
You
I would,
just sold all of your
yes.
shit.
I would swear that it's like. Just in the last year, all of a sudden I've had this itch, and you know, like, not to build a car, or fix a car, or get a new car, or anything like that. For me, it's been like, I'm going to go buy every toy and every comic that I ever wanted when I was a kid and either had and got rid of or lost or something like that. It's just been this itch to do it, and it's been driving me nuts.
So you're gonna end up
this
in your
is, this
you're
is
gonna be sitting in your living
thing.
Room. What?
This is the Penny Arcade thing.
What thing?
Where they had the comic strip about Mike making the arcade. It's like when you get
yeah,
a car.
Mike Grulick built his own arcade.
Yes, exactly.
They're
having a midlife crisis.
They're
our age. They're my age. So I mean,
they did a brilliant comic about. I can't remember how it broke down.
Too.
Ah, kills me.
So you're going to be sitting there in your living room, and there's going to be just this shelf full of shit.
Transformers.
Your wife is going to walk in and look at you, and you're just going to raise one arm, and you're like, it is the toy I've always wanted, and now it is mine.
Well, let me ask you something, because you saw me at my worst last weekend.
That's right.
Weekend before last, I was at Sid's.
Good Lord, what a
so,
great
before
day.
That, you took me, once, you know, we found our way back into fucking Narnia, you took me to go, like,
Mr. Tumnus.
We went long box diving, basically,
holy
over
shit.
Austin Books. And
in
I had so much fun
in the side
finding
store.
The worst horrible comics from when I was young. And I was like, oh.
And he was just in one corner of the building.
That
one.
That psychic store is full of.
Have you been there, the new one?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man. Isn't that great?
But it's good crap.
It's great. Oh. Anyway, they've got their. I will totally plug their ass forever.
Whoa.
That's get that clip. Yes. We're going to use that.
Plugging their ass back in the
They've got their biggest sale of the year coming up in Labor Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When other people are having fun.
Hey, I'll be with you.
That's right.
Well, that's money,
he's not going to be getting anything. He just
that's exactly what he said. I'm not going to be spending any money. And then you go in that store, and oh my lord.
No, but
and
then you find out, hey, Greg Capullo used to draw X-Force badly. No, I must own this.
It was the style of the timing. For he dollar. Tied an onion around his belt and drew X-Force.
The style of the time. Oh, God.
So it was not having feet and gritting your teeth and having lots of pouches.
Oh, man. Oh. Oh.
Punching the
Get
ocean.
It. Where Punching is it? The ocean.
It's not right.
Show it to the microphone.
Okay, but,
there's just this amazing panel of Cable just covered in guns, girding himself for war.
Oh my god, yes.
was the line? Man to man, face to face.
Man to man, face to face! It was awesome. And every book in that place is half off.
The 90s is just a time in comic books that everyone wants to forget existed. Yeah. Seriously.
Well, I bought a copy of Ninjak number 1 to someday make Joe Quesada sign for me.
You are a bad
sign
man.
A bitch. Sign
keeping you humble, Joe.
We ripped on that for an hour and a half.
Oh, my
man.
God.
I mean, it was
we lost a whole half an afternoon in that damn store.
Yeah. We had other
That's
things
great
to do.
That sounds
nope,
great.
Nope.
That
was, so it was spectacular.
Why don't I get that excited about comics that come out now?
I can answer that. Would you like me to?
Please.
Half of them are DC. And the remaining ones...
No, stop right there. You hit gold. Half of them are DC.
That's some
oh,
truth.
Man. You just curb stomp that shit.
That was,
oh, that was horrible.
Hot probe of truth.
The hot probe.
Oh, my
truth.
Lord.
All right, that's just...
Oh, man. We're DC, right there.
Yeah.
Man.
God,
man. That's a
so we right there. So what's our conclusion on the Affleck thing? We're circling back. Maybe I'm beating a dead horse here, but is it going to be good? Is it possible?
I think it's possible.
Yeah. The thing that has been exciting about that whole discussion is how they keep talking about how he's going to be... this is the producer and the director who said this, that... He'll be able to carry, compared to Cavill, he'll be able to carry that older, grizzled feeling. And that more and more gets me excited that, oh, are they shooting for old, grizzled Batman? Because that'd be kind of fun. We haven't actually seen that.
Oh, I saw an amazing tweet regarding old, grizzled Batman. Somebody suggested, God.
It's Bruce Willis. If you make Dark
Knight,
I
was thinking RoboCop.
Clint's really
old. Oh, God.
Peter Weller.
Once upon a time, Eastwood would have been the one, but he's
20 years
really
too late.
Well,
look,
if you're going to do Batman Beyond, you
Jack
can still bring in Clint Eastwood.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's what Scott Kurtz was
that.
Saying on Twitter. He was like, they should just do a Batman Beyond movie. Obviously, he hates Man of Steel, so there's all that, but, you know, he's like, they should do Batman Beyond, they should have Affleck as Terry McGinnis and Clint Eastwood as Bruce Wayne.
Affleck?
Affleck's too old to be Terry McGinnis.
You're right.
Okay, this is fun, though. So...
So who
round
would
the
be?
Room. There you go. Who's your Dark Knight of Choice
it.
If you don't want Affleck?
If we're going to do... Oh, you're saying Dark Knight of Choice. I was going to say for Batman Beyond, I want Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Also too old. Terry's a teen.
Yeah
but Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a young-looking kid. You don't want somebody too young.
He was, you know, in the 90s when he was on Third Rock from the Sun.
No.
Plus he's my age.
He looks like a young guy.
You haven't seen Looper.
No, that's Bruce Willis.
Well, and Jim. But then,
I joke. But, you know, fine. So you're
telling me Willis could not be awesome as the Dark Knight Returns Batman? I could totally fucking see that.
Yep.
This would be a good way to die, but not good enough.
Yeah,
and then he gives the Willis look. I'm like, I would be so in on that.
Okay, I'm going to give that to you.
But,
you know,
but as the current one, the best one I've heard is from, I'm stealing it from Mark Miller from last year. Fassbender.
It's still mine. God damn, I was trying to remember his name. I looked it up. Mm. Yeah, Fassbender. Mm. I'd love
I could see Hamm in the role, too.
John Hamm?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a good choice.
I don't know John Hamm.
He's a Mad Men?
You don't know
Mad Men, boy?
No, he doesn't. He's a monster. Absolute monster and Philistine.
Isn't that available on Netflix?
Yes.
Yes. Everything but the last season.
There's no time. There's no time. I can't play games.
You need to stop sleeping.
You really need to play Saints Row.
I did.
My children saw to it. Covered. <That's right. laughs> What else do you have?
Yeah, is there some other time? I say that. Can I warn myself into the Matrix?
Oh, that would be amazing, right? If you just pause it.